大家早上好，我每次来到这里总是很高兴和大家见面。
Because you smile so big.
因为大家都笑得很灿烂。
And the presence of God is always here at your church.
神的同在总是在我们教会。
This morning we are going to do something a little bit different.
今天呢，我们要做一点跟平常不太一样的事情。
How many of you were here a couple years ago?
你们当中有没有人大概两年前也在这儿？
When I told the story about finding my birth mother,
我讲了一个就是我找我的生母的那么一个故事。如果你们听过呢？
Many, many.
很多人都听过。
Well, I wrote a book about that.
我写了一本书。
And I plan to write another book about looking for my birth father.
然后呢，我也计划要再写一本书，就是去寻找我的父亲的这么一本书。
You know, God has a plan for every one of us.
你们知道，神对我们每个人都有一个计划。
And it's a beautiful plan.
他的计划是美好的。
But sometimes we don't know what all's going to happen in our life.
我们呢，很多时候我们不知道我们生活当中会发生什么。
About 4 years ago,
四年以前
I was sitting in church like this.
我就像你们一样，坐在教会里。
And the speaker was talking about how important it is to raise our families for God.
那个讲员那天的信息是讲到，就是，建立一个敬虔的家庭是多么的重要。
And I was listening.
我就在听
but probably not that close.
但是可能没有那么专心。
When all of a sudden, he said,
但是突然他说
I'm sorry. You go, okay. When all of a sudden he said that 19 out of 20 Christian parents do not talk to their children at home about God.
那个讲员就讲到，他说可能那个20个家庭里面有19个家庭里面的基督徒父母在家是不会给他们的孩子讲到神的事情。
And I was shocked.
我很惊讶。
I thought that, no, that can't be right.
不对吧。
I poked my husband.
所以我就碰碰我先生。
I said, did you hear what he said?
你听见他说什么了吗？
But it didn't register with him.
但是他好像没有觉得有什么。
But I was still shocked.
但是我是非常的吃惊。
So the next morning, I went to my college classroom at Hope Sound Bible College.
所以呢，第二天呢，我就在我 Hope Sound 的那个学校的课堂里面。
And there were probably 15 or so students in that class.
我的那个那个课堂大概有15个学生。
These are good, good kids.
他们都是很好的孩子。
From good, good families.
都是从很好的家庭来的。
So I asked them.
所以我就问他们。
Did your mom and dad talk to you about God when you were growing up?
你们在成长的过程当中，在家里你的爸爸妈妈有给你们讲过神的事情吗？
And they looked at me.And they thought a long time.
他们就看着我想了很久。
And probably 10 out of the 15 said no.
那这15个孩子当中可能有大概10个孩子都说没有。
I was horrified.
我觉得这是好可怕。
How can we pass our faith on to our children if we don't talk about our faith?
如果我们在家里不跟我们孩子讲到我们的信仰，我们怎么能够把我们的信仰传承给我们的孩子呢？
They told me that their parents sent them to Christian school, VBS, youth retreats.
他们就告诉我，哦，我的父母把我带到教会，然后让我去参加暑期圣经学校，然后参加一些青少年的营会。
They sent them places, but they did not talk in the home.
父母是把他们送到了那些有信仰的地方，但是他们在家里面从来没有讲过。
If you look in Scripture,
如果我们看我们的圣经
in Deuteronomy 6:7,
在生命记第六章第七节
it talks about Moses is telling the children of Israel,
摩西告诉以色列人
when you get up in the morning, talk about me.
你们早上起来要讲到我
and when you go to bed,Talk about how I have taken care of you throughout the day.
晚上睡觉之前也要讲谈看我今天是怎么样带领你们的。
And when you walk by the way, always be talking about me.
不管在哪里，你们都要谈论到神。
And it seems like our Christians today are not doing that very well.
好像我们今天的基督徒在这个事情上面没有做得很好。
And so God hit my heart.
所以神真的是让我很扎心。
And he said, you must do something about this.
神告诉我你得要做点什么。
And I thought about it for a very long time.
所以我就一直想了很久。
And I thought, everywhere in the world is the fingerprints of God.
我在想神真的是在世界在每一个角落都有神的印记。
It shouldn't be hard to talk about God.
就说谈论到神的事情不是那么难的。
First of all, he has saved us from our sins.
最重要的，他把我们拯救出来，从我们的罪恶当中拯救出来。
He has given us new life.
他给了我们新的生命。
He has washed our hearts clean from all the sin.
然后我们可以有一颗清洁的心，没有罪的心。
And we get excited about what we're excited about, don't we?
然后我们觉得很激动，是不是因为神做的事情？
And then he also wrote in nature.
然后神呢，他的作为也在我们周围的自然环境当中。
Everywhere in the whole world, it talks about the wonderful nature that God has created.
我们看看我们的周围，我们的世界，每一个东西都在诉说神的作为。
His creation is fascinating.
他的创造是非常的奇妙。
And so I thought, or God brought to me, I should say,
所以呢，神就让我有这么一个想法。
Why don't you write some books?
你为什么不写点书呢
？And make it easy for parents to talk to their children.
这样呢，那个父母呢，给孩子讲起来，用这些书也比较容易。
So God gave me a vision of writing books.
所以神就让我有这个看见要去写书。
My goal is to write 100.
我的目标是要写100本书。
I must be crazy.
我是不是有点疯狂
If I wrote one book a year,
如果我一年写一本的话
I would have to live till I'm 130.
我就要活到130岁才能写完
And that's not going to happen.
看来是做不到的
So God has helped me to write more than one a year.
所以神真是帮助我一年可以不只写一本
And the idea was to have big, beautiful pictures in the book.
所以我的目标呢是在那个书里面有很大的很漂亮的图片。
But then I realized I have to have some characters.
然后我就觉得那些图片上总得有东西啊。
And so I would sit at the dining hall table and talk to my students and say, what should we name the characters in my book?
然后呢我就会在我的问我的学生在跟他们一起吃饭的时候我那些那个图片上面的那些人物啊，我该给他们起什么名字呢
？And we decided that their name would be Alex. That's right.
我们就决定我的那个人物书里的人物，他的名字叫 Alex.
And you can't have a little guy without having a little girl.
所以这是那个小男孩，然后还有一个小女孩。
Oh, there we go.So what's the little girl's name?
这小女孩叫什么呢
？Lexi.
她的名叫 Lexi.
So we have Alex and Lexi in every book.
所以呢，我每本书里面都有这么两个人物，就是 Alex 和 Lexi.
And in every single book, I'm not used to this. Okay, in every single book, you will find some Bible.
然后在每一本书里面呢，你们都可以看到有神的话。
The Bible is God's word to us.
圣经是神对我们所说的话。
It's a fascinating book.
是一本非常引人入胜的书。
I've already mentioned that it tells us how to know God.
圣经告诉我们我们怎么可以去认识神。
It tells us about his son Jesus.
然后也告诉我们他的儿子耶稣。
It tells us how to live happy lives.
圣经也告诉我们怎么才能过一个快乐的生活。
It tells us how to get along with other people.
也告诉我们该怎么样与别人相处。
And it also tells us how we got our beautiful world.
然后圣经也告诉我们我们这个美丽的世界是怎么来的。
God created our beautiful, beautiful world.
神创造了我们这个美丽的世界。
He created the plants that we enjoy.
是神创造了所有的植物。
There's so many kinds of plants.
我们周围有非常非常多种多样的植物。
Do some of you like to grow pretty plants?
你们当中有人喜欢种东西吗？
Yeah. Did you know that when God created the sunflower?
你们知道吗？神创造那个太阳花的时候，向日葵的时候。
That every single one of those sunflowers have between 1,000 and 2,000 seeds.
每一朵太阳花，它们都有一千到两千颗种子。
God loves big numbers.
神很喜欢大数据。
He also created. There we go. He also created dandelions.
神也创造了蒲公英。
Have you ever seen a dandelion?
你们看见过蒲公英吗？
Oh yes, we've all seen dandelions.
我们都见过，是不是？
Every single morning, the dandelion opens up.
每天早上，蒲公英它会打开。
And greets the day.
然后问候这新的一天。
And at nighttime, they fold back up and go to sleep.
然后到晚上的时候，它就会合起来，像睡觉一样。
Now.Up until the 1800s, people would pull the grass out of their yards because they liked dandelions so much.
那个直到19世纪，人们在他们的院子里面，他们就把其他的草都拔掉，让那个蒲公英生长，因为他们喜欢蒲公英。
Now it's just kind of the opposite way.
那我们今天好像是相反的。
I can tell you know what I'm talking about.
你明白我在说什么，是吗？
But did you know it's very, very interesting that dandelion seeds, those little fluffy seeds there, when the wind gets those and picks them up, it can take them 5 miles away.
你们看见蒲公英的那些小种子，像有一把小降落伞一样，那风吹过来的时候呢，它们可以，那个风可以把它们吹到五英里以外的地方。
No wonder you can't get rid of them.
那就是为什么它们总是会长。
And God not only made the plant world, He made an incredible, incredible animal world.
神不仅创造了植物，也创造了很多的动物。
Oh, do you like animals?
你们喜欢动物吗？
Aren't they fascinating?
他们很奇妙，是不是？
And He not only made animals, He made our friends.
神不仅创造了动物，还创造了我们的朋友。
Do you know anybody in that picture?
你们认识那个照片上的人吗？
Thanks to Facebook.
感谢脸书。
And not only do we have friends, but probably most important of all, did you know that God created you?
不光是我们的朋友，你们知道吗？神也创造了你。
You didn't come from a monkey.
你不是从猴子来的。
Your grandpa was not an ape.
你的爷爷不是猿人。
God created you very special to be you.
神创造了你，然后你是非常特别的。
Yes. Oh, well, here's my friend.
哦，这是我的朋友。
My friend's name is Paco.
他的名字叫 Paco.
Did you know that in the Bible it tells us to ask the animals?
你们知道吗？圣经告诉我们，你们去问那些动物。
And God will teach us a lot by asking the animals.
神会教我们，通过这些动物教我们。
So this morning, I have brought some animals with me.
所以呢，今天早上我就带了一些动物。
And these beautiful children here are going to help me a little bit, okay?
然后我们当中的孩子会帮我们。
Okay, the first animal that I would like brought up is Mr. Turtle.
那第一个呢，就是那个海龟。
Okay. Here in Florida, we are very happy with our sea turtles, right?
我们在佛罗里达呢有很多的海龟。
We love our sea turtles.
我们都很爱它们。
And you better not be taking any eggs.
然后呢，你们不允许拿那个海龟的蛋。
Because I think you could go to jail.
你会坐牢的，如果你拿海龟蛋的话。
But did you know that Mama Sea Turtle, she travels all over the whole wide world in all the oceans, but when it comes time for her to lay her eggs, guess where she goes?
你们知道吗？母海龟哈，它可以周游世界，在海里游上千英里。但是你知道，到它要产卵的时候，它会到哪里去？
She comes back to the same spot where she was hatched.
她会回到她最初出生的地方。
Only God can do that.
只有神能办得到。
Okay. And then we have another animal that is in our Florida waters. Beautiful animal.
那另外一个动物在我们的佛州的海里也有，就是。
And what animal is that?
这是什么？
The dolphins, that's right. We got some smart people down here. Okay, guys, can you hold your breath for very long?
你们能够憋气憋很久吗？
Nope, not too long. What happens if you hold your breath too long?
没办法憋太久是吧？憋太久了会怎么样？
You faint.
你会晕倒的。
But not Mr. Dolphin. Did you know that Mr. Dolphin...God knew that he was going to be jumping out of the sea and out of the water, and he was going to need some help. And God put lungs in him that he can hold his breath for 30 minutes.
但是神呢，他在创造那个海豚的时候，他知道这海豚他会跳出水面，所以在神创造海豚的时候，就给了他一个很特别的能力，他可以那个憋气不呼吸30分钟。
You probably better not try that.
你就别试这个了。
Okay, well, we've met some of our Florida animals. Thank you, Ben. Let's go up in the mountains. Do you like to go in the mountains?
那些刚刚我们讲的那两个是海里的佛罗里达的动物，然后我们现在要讲山里的动物。
And if we go up in the mountains,
如果我们到山上的话
If we go up in the mountains, we always are looking for what?
我们到山里总会
What are we looking for in the mountains?
什么动物我们很想去看到
The bears, right?
We love bears. 熊是吧？我们都好想看到熊。
Did you know, once again, that God knew, he knew how to make babies. He knew how to get these little bears.
神他知道他在做什么，他在创造熊的时候。
He knew there wasn't much room in the den with Mama Bear.
他知道那个熊的那个窝里面呢，没有很多地方。
And when these little bears are born, did you know that they weigh 1 pound?
所以这些熊他们刚生出来的时候，他们只有一磅重。
They're blind.
然后他们是看不见东西的。
They don't have any teeth.
也没有牙。
But you know what? They start growing.
但是呢，他们会
开始长。And every single day, they gain 1 pound.
然后每一天他们能长一磅。
It's very fascinating, isn't it? God knew how to take care of those bears.
神知道怎么样照顾他创造的。
Now those bears that you see up in the mountains, maybe the Smoky Mountains, they can't see real well, and they can't see real well.
那个熊呢，它的那个视力不是很好。
But you're not going to surprise them because they can hear the quietest little footstep.
但是他们的听力非常的敏锐，很小声的那声音他都能听到。
And furthermore, they can smell you.
而且他们的嗅觉也很灵敏，他们可以闻到你在周围。
They can smell 100 times better than you can.
那可能比我们的嗅觉要好100倍。
And speaking about smell,
那我们讲到嗅觉。
Okay, I have a skunk down there somewhere.
臭鼬在哪里
？Who's my little skunk? Okay.Mr. Skunk doesn't want to be seen today, but he's down there. See him?
你看见那个臭鼬就在那儿。
Okay. What do you, you're really, really, really careful when you find a skunk, right?
你们看到有臭鼬在那儿的时候，你们要很小心，对不对？
Because if Mr. Skunk raises his tail, you
better be moving. 因为臭鼬先生他如果把他的尾巴翘起来的话，你就要想躲远一点了。
He can get you 15 feet away.
他的那个他释放出来的那个液体气体呢，可以
and boys and girls
可以喷到15尺以外。
Nobody will want to go to school with you when you smell like a skunk.
你如果像闻起来像臭鼬那样的话，没人愿意跟你在一起。
Okay, so we're up in the mountains. There's another animal up there that God made that we always time looking for when we're in the mountains, and that's the deer.
还有一样也是在山里的，我们到山里总是要想看见的就是鹿。
Somewhere I have a deer down here. Oh, here comes our deer.
鹿在这里。
Okay. Look at those antlers on Mr. Deer.
你看见鹿的那个头上的角了吗？
Did you know that Mr. Deer grows a new pair of antlers every single year?
你知道吗？鹿呢，它每一年都会长一副新的角。
And everybody wants to find deer.
然后大家都想看到羊的那个鹿。
And so those deer's got to be able to run fast.
所以呢，那些鹿呢，它们需要跑得很快。
And so a half hour after those deer's are born, they are up and running with their mama.
那些鹿呢，他们出生半个小时以后，他们就可以跟妈妈一起跑。
God knew what they would need to be able to do.
因为神知道他们需要什么。
And unlike the bear,
跟熊不一样
who's just 1 pound,
生下来只有一磅重。
God knew that the deer was going to have to run.
因为神知道鹿它是需要跑的。
Isn't it amazing how God created everything?
神真是很奇妙的。
Okay, well, we're going to leave the ground below, and the next animal that I want to talk about, you.
然后呢，我们下一个
yeah, you come here.
动物
you. Yes, you. Okay, can you see what she's bringing up here?
你看见是个什么了吗？
Ooh, she's got an eagle. That's right.
是只鹰。
You know about eagles, don't you?
你们知道鹰。
But there's probably one thing that you probably don't know.
可能有关鹰的事情，你们可能有一件事情你们不知道。
God created the eagle extra special.
神创造鹰是非常特别的。
And that Mr. Eagle has about 7,000 feathers.
那一只鹰的身上呢，可能有7,000根羽毛。
I told you that God likes big numbers.
我告诉你，神是喜欢大数据的。
God also likes to keep things in balance.
然后神呢，他也喜欢平衡。
Because when Mr. Eagle loses a feather off of the right side,
那个鹰呢，他如果他右边掉了一根羽毛
，there also will a feather will be lost on the left side.
他的左边也会掉一根羽毛。
That's pretty fascinating. God keeps track of the feathers.
很有意思哈，神连那些羽毛他都。
That the eagles have. Okay, thank you, Ben. Okay, well, another animal that is very, 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 lots and lots of people like this animal a lot.
这个动物呢也是很多人都喜欢的。
Here comes Mr. Horse.
啊，这就是我们的马。
Mr. Horse is really, really interesting.
马是也是很有意思的。
Did you know that the horse's brain is half as large as yours is?
The horse's what?
Brain.
Oh, 那个马的脑子哈，只有我们的一半那么大。
And that its teeth take up more room than its brain.
它的牙呢，比它的脑子要大得多。
But anyways, God must love horses because He made over 400 different kinds of horses.
神呢，创造了400多种马的种类。
And you see this horse up here?
你看见这个马了吗?
See that? Horses' eyes are the biggest eyes of any mammal. They got to watch out where they're taking you.
所以呢，那个马的眼睛是所有的哺乳动物当中最大的。
But did you know what they can do that you can't do?
你知道马能做什么你是做不到的吗?
They can sleep standing up.
他们可以站着睡觉。
Or sitting or laying down.
我们是一定要躺着才能睡。
And that's not something you can do. At least for very long.
我们是没法站着睡的，没法站着睡很久。
Okay. Well, we've talked about some animals here in the ocean, and we talked some animals here on the ground.
所以我们讲了海里的动物，然后陆地上的动物。
But one of the prettiest things that God has made in His creation are birds.
然后神创造的很美很美的，还有一样就是鸟。
Yes, she needs to come.You.
Me?
Yeah. Okay, our cardinal is flying in right now. Look at our beautiful, beautiful red bird. Have you seen those around your house?
你们看见过这种鸟吗?
Oh, yes. Did you know that there are 7 states that think this bird is so beautiful that that is their official state bird?
这个红色的这个鸟呢,它是7个州都是他们的州鸟。
But if you hear a bird singing,
但是如果你听过鸟叫,鸟唱歌,
it just might be mama bird.
是非常美的。
And if she's singing, she's singing to daddy bird and she's saying, I'm hungry, please bring me some worms.
她可以跟她爸爸唱,我饿了,我饿了,给我一点虫子吃。
God has provided everything for every one of his creation.
神他所创造的所有的东西神都为他们供应。
And now we're going to leave the sky and we're going to go back down to the ocean again.
那我们现在呢,
and this time,
又看看海里的,
woo, what's this?
这是什么?
That's our whale. Yes, sir, buddy. You've been waiting to get up here. Here, our whale is swimming in. Wow. You know, I think that God must like his whales extra special.
我想神是很爱这些鲸鱼的。
Because in the Bible, it actually talks about God creating the whales.
神在圣经里面讲到神创造这些鲸鱼。
It says God created the great whales.
圣经说神创造鲸鱼。
And every living creature that moveth.
然后所有的动物。
Something about the whale that's really interesting. Look there in its mouth.
你看那个鲸鱼它的嘴里哈。
Did you know that Mr. Whale has to eat so much every single day that God created him with 40 to 50 teeth?
因为那个鲸鱼它每天需要吃很多很多的东西，所以呢，神给了它40到50颗牙齿。
And furthermore, every single one of those teeth are 4 inches long.
不光是那样，它每一颗牙齿都有4寸长。
Do you have any 4-inch long teeth?
你有4寸长的牙齿吗?
No, but then we don't have to eat as much as he does either.
我们没有，因为我们不用吃那么多东西。
And when they hang together, if you go out to Washington State, all of those whales, they live together as families.
如果你去华盛顿州的话,你可以看,去看那个鲸鱼的话,那些鲸鱼他们都是一群一群住在一起的。
Which are called pods.
对,就是一群。
Okay, being that we're out in Washington State and talking about our whales, if you go up in the mountains, you will find a mountain goat.
如果你在华盛顿，如果你去那个山里的话，你可以看到山羊。
Ah, I don't know where my mountain goat is. He's a little white guy. He's a white guy. No, he's a white guy with black
是白色的
things, horns.
然后有黑色的脚，山羊在哪？
Oh, our mountain goat ran away. Oh, no, that's not it. But he can stay. That's okay.
Okay.
We're going to do him next. Anyways, the mountain goat that's busy up on the mountains.
山羊呢，他们是生活在山上。
It's really interesting because he can run up in those mountains and he can go places that you and I cannot go.
山羊可以去到的地方，你和我是去不到的。
And the reason why he can go up on those mountains and hang up there and get out on those cliffs
他可以站在那些悬崖峭壁上,你知道是为什么吗?
Is because God gave him a sticky set of feet.
因为神给他们山羊的脚呢,它是有粘度的,是粘的。
And his cousin, this guy, which is him,
他的山羊的表兄,
his name is Bighorn Sheep.
是大脚羊,
and he's got the same kind of feet.
他也有那样的脚,
he can run all over the place.
他哪里都能去,
and stick up in places that you and I would never go.
然后站在悬崖峭壁上, 让我们胆战心惊的地方。
But God gave him sticky feet.
但是神给了他们那样特别的脚,
and he can go anywhere he needs to go.
所以呢，他能去到他需要去的地方。
God knew exactly what kind of animals needed to be up there in those mountains.
因为神知道哪些动物是需要站在那些地方的。
And up in the mountains, you'll also find a little guy.
然后在山上你还能看见一个。
Oh, there's my sheep. See him going? He's just a little guy. 你看见
那个羊。
Okay, another animal we're going to find up there in the mountains is our little beaver guy. Oh, here he comes. Here he comes. Benny Beaver.
这个是叫什么? Beaver 叫什么?
My husband and I actually took that picture. Now, Mr. Beaver has big front teeth. You know why?
河里的前面的两个牙齿特别大,为什么呢?
Because he has to cut down lots and lots and lots of trees.
因为他需要砍很多的树。
And he makes dams and he builds up the water.
然后他就用那些树呢 就像修一个水坝一样。
And sometimes people go and they kind of mess things up and they build houses and they push the animals out.
那有的时候呢因为人类要建房子啊什么就把那些动物那个赶走了。
And then the people who live there said, oh no, we messed it everything up. We need our water. We need our beavers.
然后后来呢这些人意识到哎呀我们做了些什么我们需要动物需要这些河里。
But they didn't know how to get the beavers back where they should be.
但他们不知道怎么让那些河里能够回来。
And so one really smart person said, I know what, we have a lot of parachutes left over from the war.
然后呢有一个很聪明的人他就想了一个办法、哦、他说我们有很多没有用过的那个降落伞从打仗的那个战争期间的降落伞。
So let's put all the beavers in parachutes.
我们就把那些河里呢放在那个降落伞里。
And they did.
然后他真的就这么做了。
And when they got over the place that needed beavers again,
然后他们就把他送到那些他们觉得需要河里的地方。
They shoved the parachutes out the door.
然后他们就把那个降落伞放出去。
And that had the beavers in, and when the beavers landed, they scampered out.
然后那些河里呢，他们降落到了那个陆地上以后，然后他们就下来了。
And they started taking down their trees and building dams again.
然后就开始把那些就开始砍树，把那些树砍了，然后
就水了。That's a fascinating little guy. Okay. Now I've got a question for you.
Okay.
I have a question for you. Do you know what kind of animal likes just about anything, including jam sandwiches? I think peanut butter and jam.
你们知道有一种动物，它喜欢吃任何的东西，连那个三明治，像那个花生酱的那种三明治，它都爱吃。你知道是什么动物吗？
There he is.
这就是了。
Oh, our little fox. Where's our little fox down here? Oh, here comes our fox. Maybe he's been busy eating some peanut butter and jelly.
可能在忙着吃呢。
Ooh, there he is. They like berries. Now, kids, how would you like to eat what a fox eats? They eat berries.
对，狐狸它吃很多的东西，它们吃那个野的那些莓。
They eat worms.
它们吃虫子。
They eat spiders.
还吃蜘蛛。
And if they get too much during the day, they hide it so they can eat it at night.
所以如果他们白天有很多的食物，他还会把它藏起来，然后晚上也能吃。
Oh, Mr. Sly Old Fox, he can run. I guess if he eats enough peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, he can run 30 miles an hour. He can talk.
他如果吃饱了的话，他可以一小时可以跑30迈。
He can has 28 different ways he can talk, and he.Has got ears.
然后
It's okay. He's actually
okay.
It's good. Okay. And would you believe the next animal that I'm going to talk about is Mr. Puffin?
然后我们下一个呢就是要讲到那个海鹦鹉
Meet the Puffin family.
这是海鹦鹉的一家哈。
The Puffin family, oh, it's a beautiful family. They nest on the cliffs of Ireland and Newfoundland and places like that.
那个海鹦鹉呢，他们是住在海边的那个山悬崖上面的。
And boys and girls, boys and girls, did you know that this puffin right over there can put between 10 and 12 fish in his beak at one time?
你知道吗？这个海鹦鹉哈，它的那个嘴，它一次可以叼十到十二条鱼在它的嘴里。
Anyways, and I don't have it up here, but I can tell you that this little puffin, He weighs the same amount as a can of Coke.
你知道这个海鹦鹉，一只海鹦鹉呢，可能就跟一罐那个可乐的重量差不多。
Didn't God create a fascinating world?
你觉得神的创造真的是非常奇妙。
Fascinating. Well, this next one you're not going to believe, but it really is true. I did my research.
那下一个呢？你们可能都不敢相信，但是是真的。我做过研究的。
You on the end. Yeah. This guy who's coming. Mm-hmm. Yes.This guy who's coming up here right now.
你看我们下面的那个动物。
The puffin doesn't want to go away. Okay. Okay. Okay, this animal right here, you're not going to believe where I found out where he's at.
你这下面我们要讲的这个动物，你们可能都不敢相信。
He's a coyote. He's a wolf.
就是豺哈，是一种狼。
Would you believe if you go to Central Park in New York City?
如果你去纽约的中央公园的话
，you will find this guy up there in the park.
你中央公园里面就住着这个豺。
And I asked the question, how in the world did this guy get into Central Park in New York City?
他怎么去到纽约的中央公园的呢？你说这个豺。
You got to use your imagination.
这就需要你的想象力了。
He walked across the bridge at night.
因为他那个在晚上的时候，他过桥。
And he found his way there.
然后找到那个地方。
And maybe it was a mama coyote, I guess, because it wasn't very long until there were babies.
可能是一只母的那个豺哈，然后没有多久就有一窝小的。
Very fascinating.Only God could put animals down in strange places, what we would consider strange.
神真的是他的创造很奇妙。
Okay, another one I want to talk about is Mr. Squirrel.
然后下一个呢，我们要讲的是松鼠。我们的松鼠在哪
？Oh, the squirrel's off busy. Oh, Mr. Squirrel's busy.
松鼠在哪里？松鼠在忙。
Did you know that squirrels are always chewing? Chew, 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 chew.
你知道松鼠它整天都是在都在嚼。
They have to do that.
因为他们不得不做，不得不这样。
Because if they don't, their teeth are growing all the time.
因为他们的牙呢是不断的在长的。
And their teeth would be too long.
如果他们不咬东西的话，他们牙就会长得太长了，所以他们要不断的咬东西。
These little guys are the ones who have planted probably more trees in our world today than anybody else.
你知道吗？这些松鼠可能他们种的树比任何人种的树都要种得多。
They get their nut.
因为他们那个拿了一颗种子
，and they run around，
然后他们就到处跑
，and they're not hungry， so they bury it。
所以呢，然后他们如果那个时候他们不饿的话，他们就会把他们写的那个种子埋起来
，and then they're like me and you， they forget about it。
然后埋起来以后就忘了
，and God makes a tree grow。
然后呢，就从那个种子就会长出一棵树来。
Okay, we're going to go from our little tiny squirrel. We're going to go all the way up to Alaska.
然后我们现在来到阿拉斯加。
Look at the polar bear. Okay, here he comes, Mr. Polar Bear. And I want to tell you what. This Mr. Polar Bear, you don't want to meet up with him because he is the longest.And the biggest species of the bears in the whole wide world.
你知道北极熊是那个熊里面最大、最庞大的一种。
He can smell you 20 miles away.
他在二十英里以外就可以闻到你的味道。
But we hope he's sleeping.
我们希望他在睡觉，因为他是很喜欢睡觉。
Up there in Alaska, we also have another animal that I think is just so, so special. I love the story.
哦，在阿拉斯加还有一种，还有一个动物。
Of our sled dogs,
就是雪橇狗。
Did you know that those sled dogs, when they run in races, they actually put little booties on their feet to keep them so that they don't mess up their paws?
你看他们那个在比赛的时候哈，那些拉雪橇的狗，他们会给他们穿上像小靴子一样的东西，因为那个雪地非常的冷，所以要保护他们的脚。
Okay.We have another group of animals here that I think are just so cute.
这个是什么
Where's our Mr. Raccoon at?
这个是
Oh, come, come. Yes, yes, I love Mr. Raccoon. Look at him. They call him a bandit because look at that.
你看这个 小浣熊。
And the raccoons, oh my goodness, they love cities. You know why? They can get in your garbage can.
浣熊是很喜欢住在城市里面的,
and
因为他们可以去那个垃圾桶。
And they love it.
他们喜欢捡垃圾里面的东西吃。
But there's one more animal I want to talk to you about, and that is...
还有一个动物我想跟你们讲的。
Here, hey buddy, stay up here.
Okay.
And it's this guy right here.
我们现在讲的这个是...
It's a bat.
蝙蝠。
Okay, bats love to be together. Do you see them there?
蝙蝠呢,
They're hibernating.
他们喜欢在一起的。
They're hibernating for the winter, and they love to be together as close as they can possibly be.
冬天他们冬眠的时候呢，都是一大群在一起的。
And a lot of times people don't like bats, but God must like them.
很多人都不喜欢蝙蝠，但是神肯定还是喜欢他们的。
He created over 1,000 different kinds of bats.
因为神创造了1,000多种不同的蝙蝠。
Thank you. But you know, I've just talked about all kinds of neat things. We've gone from the oceans to the mountains up to north, the pole. We've gone a whole lot of places in between.
我们今天看到很多很多的动物，从海里的、陆地上的，然后在那个到处的动物哈，很多地方的动物。
But did you know, boys and girls, and moms and dads, and grandma and grandpas, and everybody in this room, the absolute most special thing that God created was a human being.
但是你知道吗? 在神的创造当中, 他创造了这么多的各种各样的, 创造, 最奇妙的是人。
And ladies and gentlemen, we cannot afford to let those people who have, who believe in evolution and all of that.
很多人他们相信进化，人是进化来的。
Because God has created us.
神创造了我们。
And so these books that I have up here in front, actually I took an animal from every one of these books. I told you I wanted to write 100. Well, this is the first 9. Number 10 is in the, at the printers. It's the Florida, Smoky Mountains, Pennsylvania, Washington, Ohio, Colorado, Ireland, New York City, and Alaska.
所以我现在有九本书已经出来的哈，然后就放在前面，是不同的地方的动物，不同的。And
we try to make them. Those are some of my, a lot of those are my grandkids. You know what, I really...
那是我的孙子孙女，当中有我的孙子孙女。I really
care about what my grandkids believe.
我非常在意我的孙辈他们的信仰。
Because 100 years from now, I want to be in heaven with all of my grandchildren.
因为100年以后,我希望在天堂能够见到我的孙子孙女们。
And you see on the right side, the fourth one, the second boy.
你看从右边第四个。
His name is Henry.
他的名字叫Henry。
And when he was just a little guy, he would come to my house.
他还很小的时候,他会来到我家。
And he would open up the National Geographic.
然后他会打开那个世界地理那个书。
And he would look at the pictures.
他就看上面的图片。
And they were beautiful.
是很美的图片。
And thankfully he couldn't read.
但那个时候他还不会读。
He didn't hear about the evolution and the billions of years and all of those things we do not believe.
他没有听说过进化论，什么上百亿年的人进化过来，他没有听说过那些。
But God spoke to me and says, you've got to make sure that Henry has the right worldview.
然后神就真的是感动我的心，我想要确定Henry他有一个正确的世界观。
And so we tried to make the books inspirational. We have scripture.
所以我就想让这些书里面呢有神的话。
It's, those books are intentional.
然后呢也是有目的的。
I am doing this. I am reading this. I am providing this because I believe that they need to know about God.
我就是这些书呢，是因为我真的是非常，我相信就是应该从小要给他们这些观念，所以我写这些书。They're
informative.
然后他们也有很多的信息。
Like we did this morning. It's very fast. God created such a fascinating world.
神的创造真的是太奇妙了。
And we tie it all together and talk about God in His creation.
然后就在这些书里面呢，我们就把这些都放在一起，然后讲到神的创造。
I want to tell you a very short little story.
想跟你讲一个短很短的故事。
Let's go back here. Let me show you a picture of Sammy. One more. Okay, Sammy is the little girl, the third one from the right.
那个 Sammy 哈，就是从右边数的第三个女孩。
Sammy is my granddaughter.
她是我的孙女。
And we were walking down a path one day.
有一天呢，我们在一起走路。
And the trees were, the wind was in the trees.
然后因为吹着风哈，在树那个吹着风吹着树枝。
And it was making a noise.
然后就发出那种声音。
And in the scriptures it says that the trees clap their hands to God.
那个圣经告诉我们树它 会鼓掌哈，然后呢赞美神。
And I said, Sammy, shh, listen.
我就说 Sammy, 你听。
Do you hear those trees?
你听见树的声音了吗？
They're clapping their hands to God.
他们在对神拍手鼓掌呢。
And she nodded.
然后她就点点头。
We listened.
然后我们就在那儿听。
A couple weeks later, we were on exactly the same path.
然后呢，过了几个礼拜，我们又走在那条路上。
And we were walking just about the same spot.
然后就走到我们上次的那个地方。
And all of a sudden, Sammy reached out and grabbed me.
然后 Sammy 突然就抓着我说
，Grammy, stop.
我说奶奶，那停下来听。
The trees are clapping their hands to God.
你看这个树正在对神拍手鼓掌呢。
And I said, thank you, Jesus.
我说感谢神。
Because they're learning.
他们会学。
And ladies and gentlemen, it's been a wonderful privilege for me to be here with you today.
我真的觉得很荣幸今天能够跟大家在一起。
And thank you, children. You guys did a great job. Can we give them a hand?
然后谢谢我们的小朋友哈，你们都好棒。
Okay, today is Sunday, and I do have books with me and the animals. Everything that I have with me is for sale, but we don't do it on Sunday.
那个我今天带了很多的书，然后还有好多的小动物哈。我带来的这些东西呢，我都可以卖，但是今天不行，因为今天是礼拜天，我今天不卖。
But if you're interested, you can go ahead and take it.
但是如果你喜欢的话，你可以带走。
And I will give you an envelope, and you can send it to me later in the week.
然后我给你一个信封，你可以把钱放在那个信封里面，然后寄给我。
Paco, where did you come from?
Paco, 你是从哪来呀？
Miss B, it's time to be done.
时间到了 ，Miss B.
Okay, Paco. Again, thank you so much. It's been a privilege
谢谢大家
to be here today.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know I can. 感谢 Miss Joy 给我们展现神所创造的奇妙世界。啊，接下来呢，我们今天有我们的儿童献诗 Children Worship， 让我们儿童快上来。
我给你介绍一下，是儿童崇拜组的那个老师。我们就像那个刚才所说的，我们的孩子从小是在教会长大的，他需要我们那个童工们的教育。然后在他们成长过程当中，他们也开始成为我们中间的一个教师的一个成分。我们今天的那个教师呢，就是Giselle。然后和他妈妈那个一起安排的。我们也希望你们，我们儿童崇拜组主要是有两个部分。第一部分是我们的那个很小那个孩子大孩子们做提琴，然后第二部分呢是我们成人的参与的教育。希望大家能够有那个有负担的话，可以跟我或者那个跟执事长老参与那个我们这些小孩子的那个教育，他们将来。在不久的将来，他们也会成为我们其中的一部分，成为一个教师，教育我们的小孩子。
Aw, there's nothing special about me.
Who said that?
Me, boring little me.
Do you know Jesus?
Yeah.
Well, do you have Jesus living in your heart?
Uh-huh.
Well, then you're special. You're God's special child.
I am?
You are.
I am?
You are.
I am. I'm God's special child. I'm special.
And don't you forget it. Now, how about singing this song?
Yeah, let's sing. Can I start?
Sure, be my guest.